So now tell me, what are some pieces of advice or suggestions? I referenced some of those schools that have had tremendous shock and awe in their lives, traumatic loss. What are some suggestions to teachers, staff members who have either survived that with their children, like a hurricane or a flood in your community, or where the violence happened in your school? Do you have any suggestions for them? Is there
I
anything that you would
do.
say differently?
I do. As a matter of fact, I think all of the things that we just talked about are first and foremost very relevant to them. The interesting thing when you've had a trauma that is on the deeper end of the spectrum of defining trauma, like a death or a loss or a natural disaster, is that it's really important to provide resources. And I'm going to take a minute to talk about my own dissertation. You beat me to doing your doctorate and getting your dissertation done, because I just finished mine last June, and it actually was on. It was called Surviving or Thriving: Educator Change Following Traumatic Experience. And I had the opportunity to do qualitative interviews with educators in the Pacific Northwest, 13 of them who've experienced trauma that were school shootings, physical assaults, or accidents that resulted in the injury or death of a student or staff member. These people I interviewed were first responders and were there on the scene and needed to care for the life and death needs of others. And I didn't really
Wow.
want, I chose a really severe definition and strong definition of trauma because I didn't want anyone to debate with me in my dissertation what trauma is, right? What I
Right.
chose to look at, though, is to do research and to capture information from them around how they coped following the trauma, how did they change following the trauma, what kind of support systems did they experience around that trauma. And then my most rich question also, those other three were pretty rich, but the fourth one was, what advice do you have for others who may experience trauma? And it is amazing to me what we learned, or I learned in the process of doing this work. It was really, speaking of self-care, it was one of the biggest challenges I've had professionally to take care of myself, spending almost a year talking to people about deep, deep trauma, okay? But the findings were that we spend a lot of time in schools when we have trauma occur. That's very visible trauma and very the types of trauma I've described. We spend a lot of time focusing on students, as we should, but there's very little support for K-12 educators who've experienced trauma. These educators don't get a lot of support, and they also don't have access to long-term and short-term coping supports. So I think we need to do a better job in marrying school and community resources to help them. I think we also don't have the capacity to fully understand the impact of trauma on school systems at large. And we are not fully prepared to integrate trauma-informed practices into our workplaces proactively. And when we can do the work that you guys are trying to do, which is proactively infuse trauma-informed practices, it makes it easier for schools to be resilient when they experience trauma, right? And then I
Exactly.
also did my research based on the premise of post-traumatic growth, or that was really a thread of what I was looking at. And I looked at the research and grounded my theoretical framework in post-traumatic growth. And what's really interesting, as we well know, is traumatic experiences create a lot of anguish, but they can also lead to positive growth if people have authentic support and compassionate systems of support in their lives. And really, the last thing is that recovery from trauma, in any senses, can be a long-term process. And it requires active and collective involvement, especially in the degrees of trauma we're talking about with shootings and physical assaults and accidents and deaths and injuries of people on a campus. There's a need for long-term support. So I think we have more to learn. And for me, one of the main learnings from this, I learned a lot, but one of the main learnings was, again, going back to the foundational premise of taking good care of K-12 educators so that they can take care of kids, and encouraging self-care so, heaven forbid, anyone need to experience a trauma, if they already have some coping skills that are healthy and they're doing a good job taking care of themselves, it makes it easier should this type of trauma occur.
I want to apply that. I couldn't agree with you more. I want to apply that to those brave souls who are working in inner cities or
Yes.
in neighborhoods that are violent and traumatizing by virtue of, your street address.
Absolutely.
And it's important that, to note what you said, which is these schools must be trauma-informed for so many reasons, school-to-prison pipeline, breaking the intergenerational trauma cycle, all of those good things related to the children. But we could potentially have less teacher burnout and better teacher performance if we trauma-informed those schools and, you know, in doing so, supported the teachers who probably experience a lot of vicarious trauma in those environments.
Exactly. It's almost like
the whole... Go ahead.
I would say it's almost like going full circle. It's like to say that helping a school be trauma-informed and infuse trauma-informed practices is a prevention strategy should they ever experience a trauma collectively as a system, right? And so
yes.
Those practices need to be infused in the work that you and many other people do to help increase our educators' understanding of trauma-informed practices and understanding of how to foster resilience and understanding of how to take care of self. Those are all prevention factors that help, number one, people stay healthy and well doing this work so they don't experience vicarious trauma and compassion fatigue. And heaven forbid, should something not okay happen, that's a really big trauma that results in death, regardless of where it is, they have some skills that they've already learned to help them navigate it.
Yes. And that's, you know, post-traumatic growth, love that work too, you know, comes from the concept of inoculation. And if you have practice at caring for yourself and practice at small things that you heal from, not only do you have better practice taking care of yourself, but so does your brain. It wires itself to be better and more effective for you.
Exactly. And this is where the brain science fits, and we don't have time to talk about that, but you're right on.
No.
This is where this all connects with brain science, which is so important.
So, right, and sometimes you just have to tell teachers, listen, your brain really needs you to take care of yourself because it will be better for you.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to wrap this up because I, for those of you who are listening, of course, Dr. Johnson is in high demand and still, you know, working very hard in Washington State, and we want to move her on to her next order of business. So I thank you very much for joining us today. Listeners, I encourage you, if you Google the heart of teaching, of learning and teaching, it comes up. It's the first thing.
Great.
Learning and teaching. Yes, very important that you get that right. The heart of learning and teaching. If you put that in the Google bar, the PDF for this book comes right up as your first click. So I encourage you to download it. It doesn't have to be read cover to cover to be highly useful. Thank you again, Dr. Johnson, for joining us today. This is Melissa Sadin for the Attachment Trauma Network's Educating Traumatized Children Summit. This is one of over 18 interviews that are a part of this summit. If you would like a complete set of all the recordings or a set of recordings with transcripts, you can visit our website to purchase them, and they will be available to download at the end of the summit. You can get more information at www.attachu.org/events/summit. At the Attachment and Trauma Network, we're committed to helping traumatized children, their families, their schools, and communities. If you'd like to learn more about support, education, and advocacy that we provide, please visit our main website at www.attachtrauma.org. Thank you for tuning in today, and please join us again for our other interviews.